From 90.7 WMFE News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's April 17th, and this year that means it's tax day. Florida does not have a state income tax, but Floridians are filing federal income tax returns today if they haven't already filed. I ask economic analyst Hank Fishkind to explain how and how much of the federal taxes we pay come back to Florida from the federal government, and how Florida stacks up in that measure compared to the other states.
Florida gets back 97 cents of every dollar it pays, so we're actually right in the middle. Now, the distribution of the money is very different. Much of the money that Florida receives comes through military spending, through defense contracting, through Social Security, and the support of Medicare. So that's the way Florida gets most of its money back.
Now, for those who owe taxes to the federal government today, it might not seem this way. Most people seem to think that they're carrying a heavier tax burden than in the past. But according to the Tax Policy Center in Washington, the amount of federal taxes that we're paying today when adjusted for inflation is actually lower than it was 40 years ago. Is that correct, Hank?
That's absolutely correct, especially here in Florida. The rate back in the early 70s was over 10%. Today, the rate for all state and local taxes in Florida is 9.2%. So we actually, on a rate basis, we're paying less as well.
So as we file our taxes this spring, we Floridians are not paying state income taxes, as most other states are doing. We're one of, I believe, seven states without a state sales tax. However, according to figures from the Tax Foundation, Florida collects the third highest amount in taxes in the 50 states.
That's absolutely right. It's mostly in property taxes and sales taxes, Tom. That's how we support our state. We have a very interesting fiscal structure, unlike most states. And the state collected and local governments collected almost $34 billion last year in state and local taxes to support all of the government services that we have.
That's interesting. So if Florida collected $34 billion in taxes from its citizens, does that mean that Floridians, even though we're not paying a state income tax, still carry a heavy tax burden compared to other states?
As big as that number is, ranking third in the country, that's mostly ranking third in the country because we're almost the third largest state. And so naturally, larger states collect more total money. Interestingly, on a per-person basis, Florida ranks 37th in the nation. So the tax burden in Florida of state and local taxes is very low, and it has been for the last 30 years. It's been about 9% tax rate at the state and local level for sales tax and property taxes if we converted it into some kind of income tax, and we would rank, as I said, 37th in the country.
So today, as we mentioned, it's the deadline for filing. Many people, especially those who are expecting refunds, have already filed, in many cases received and spent the refund. But I'm wondering, Hank, what effect does it have on the local economy when people either get that once-in-a-year lump sum boost or the once-in-a-year ding in their budget if they owe money?
Sure. Well, most people, if they get anything, will get a tax refund because the economy has been somewhat depressed, so there is not the typical kind of excess payment on the majority of people. So, the refunds do have some beneficial effect, and we see that in certain kinds of retail sales. Regrettably, we also see it in bankruptcy filings. Many people wait, get their money, and file for bankruptcy.
You know, I guess especially with this being an election year, there's been so much discussion recently about federal tax policy. And I wonder, in your view as an economist, Hank, is there any chance that income taxes will ever go down, or will they go up? Will they rise over the next few years?
Yes, there's no doubt that in order to balance the federal budget, we would need to change tax rates and we would need to change the tax structure. If we were simply to pay for the deficit over the next 10 years and not allow the deficit to grow above 2% of gross domestic product, that would require a 50% increase in marginal tax rates. So if your tax rate is 20%, you'd be paying 30%, et cetera. So trying to close the budget gap simply with higher tax rates would be very painful. Furthermore, I don't think, as an economist, it would work very well because at some point, higher marginal rates do discourage people from working and creating taxable income. We create tremendous tax avoidance. The best policies I've seen recommended, Tom, would lower tax rates but would close many loopholes and exemptions and that kind of thing to create a flatter, simpler system with fewer complications, but yes, on average, everybody would pay somewhat more total revenue We're going to need to do that along with some control of our expenditures if we're really to chart the best course in controlling the deficit going forward.